This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. On the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagata Buddha at Jeevatsal in Leh today. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Buddha Purnima, Mr. Shah highlighted that these sacred relics have come to Ladakh after 75 years. The Home Minister said, Lord Buddha's wisdom is relevant even 2,500 years after him. He said this is not just a religious event, but a historic reunion. Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Buddha from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Buddha.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Buddha Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena, Ladakh MP Mohammad Hanifa and Rinpoches from different monasteries were present at the event. This is the first time that these sacred relics have been taken out from their permanent location for an exhibition within the country. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagata Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from today till the 14th of May. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. The occasion not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The U.S. has returned 657 antiquities collectively valued at nearly $14 million to India. The return was announced by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The pieces were returned at an event attended by Consul Raj Lakshmi Kadam from the Consulate General of India in New York. The pieces were recovered following several investigations into trafficking networks. Mr. Bragg said in a statement that the scale of the trafficking networks that targeted cultural heritage in India is massive, as demonstrated by the return of more than 600 pieces. He said there is more work to be done to return stolen artifacts to India and thanked his team for their persistent efforts. The government has cut down export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF. The centre issued a notification in this regard, which has come into effect from today. According to the Ministry of Finance's release, the export duty on diesel has been set at 23 rupees per litre, while ATF will attract a duty of 33 rupees per litre. There will be no export duty on petrol and it remains unchanged. The Ministry stated that there is no change in the existing excise duty rates on petrol and diesel cleared for domestic consumption. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Agarwal, has termed allegations of manipulation at counting centres by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee as baseless. In a special interview with Akashvani, he said adequate CCTV arrangements are in place at all counting centres and sufficient central forces have been deployed to ensure strict security. He added that any complaints can be reported through designated channels. Last night, Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee visited the strong room at Sakhawat Memorial School in Kolkata and alleged that the four-day gap between voting and counting was intentional to allow tampering with voting machines. She said her party would resist any attempt to tamper with EVMs. She also urged the Commission to install CCTV cameras outside all strong rooms across the state to maintain transparency. And with that, we end this news bulletin.